Good morning, members. I must first apologize for the delay in the starting of the meeting. It seems most of the members were not even aware that they are members of this ad hoc committee, which is the ad hoc committee to consider and report on the Green Paper on National Strategic Planning. And the report to the House, according to the ATC, is to be not later than the 22nd of October. But I'm assuming that members, knowing the workload on other committees and also considering the fact that you'll be going to recess next week, you'll probably come up with a way forward after the election of the chairperson. Thank you. So without any further delay, is there a nomination for a chairperson?
Yes, chairperson.
Yes.
Honorable Limashishi.
Yes.
I nominate Honorable Thabo Mafumadi as the chairperson of the committee.
Is there a seconder? There are no further nominations. Okay. So Mr. Mufamadi is duly accepted as the elected chairperson of this committee. Mr. Mufamadi, can you come and take your chair?
Good to see you again. Thank you. Let me take this opportunity to first welcome all of you and accept your confidence in my leadership on a very important subject before us. The task of this committee is clearly cut out. I think we have been debating or asking questions in the House about the relationship between Parliament and the two ministers in the Office of the President. The Green Paper seeks to give us an opportunity as Parliament to shape up our discussions and our inputs, and therefore to determine what kind of outcome and what kind of product you want to see as parliamentarians in terms of that very important planning unit of our country. We have already been told that we are expected to give a report back to the National Assembly before the 22nd. No later than the 22nd of October. What it then says to all of us is that given our workload, we'd have to find time, even if it means working beyond normal working hours. And I think that's what is going to happen for us to actually or to can be in a better position to can make some sort of an intelligent input to make sure that Parliament takes the correct position. I would want to imagine that today is Thursday, tomorrow is Friday, Monday is the constituency day. Next week we've got a very short week, generally speaking, and we'll be taking a break to go and do and that which is very critical for us to interact with the constituencies until the, I think, the 6th, until the 2nd. Yeah. Now, what I would probably propose to honorable members is that we be allowed this side of the table to work out a program that will commence as soon as we come back to start with our work. Those of you who sit in many committees, as long as you don't chair those committees, can we prioritize this work and talk to your party or to a chairperson in those committees that we have got a very important task which is going to be short-lived by the amount of work that we do. And unfortunately, we don't have much time and or any other option because the parliament has already stipulated to us what we need to do on this particular matter. If we have not had time to look into the green papers, because indeed parliament has a lot of paperwork, lots of information, if one was to say it. I'm sure the recycling industry must be very prosperous. Paper recycling must be very, very prosperous or successful if you're in that industry. You would not have probably the opportunity to read these important papers that are before us. Now, by virtue of being a member, it gives an opportunity over and above other committee, I mean, over and above other members of parliament, because we are then compelled to read this document. So let's use the time between now and when we convene again to really do justice to ourselves, understand the content, the spirit, and the latter of the proposed changes in the presidency. I would want, therefore, to ask if there's any comment from any of our members. Welcome, Honorable Rasul, or any suggestion before I allow all of you to go and do other important tasks. Honorable Singh.
Chairperson, thank you very much. Congratulations on your appointment. Just two things. One is, I suppose, we have to look at both the documents, the National Strategic Planning document and the Improving Government Performance Approach document. They should be read together. And what I'd like to suggest at our first meeting is that the drafters, I'm sure there must have been very clever drafters of these documents, come and give us a presentation,
okay,
so that we can understand their thinking in the draft and then we can make our conclusions from there. Thanks, sir.
Yes. Will we have time to have input from civil society as well, or is it purely parliamentary input, like one does in the Finance Committee, for example? It's just a thought for us to consider if there are any think tanks on this area that might also want to give some input. I don't know if the time permits it, but it would be useful to also hear what civil society says about that, if that's part of our mandate. I'm not sure if it is.
Thank you, Chairperson. From the ANC, we also want to congratulate you. And we want to also thank whoever co-opted us into this very important committee, because planning is something that must be done for any structure or any organization or any country to succeed. So we feel honored to be co-opted into this. But we have to highlight, like you said, that we definitely are in this other committee. We'll tell them what we're told, that we need to have time to deal with this. But I'm checking if it's possible for you to check if there were other, things that were to be done, maybe outside Parliament, maybe the first week, so that we check the dates that will suit all of us. Thank you.
Thanks, Chair. Also, I'd like to join my members in congratulating you to lead us in this ad hoc committee. But I just want to support the proposal that the Chair has made, that as committee members, may we be allowing you to just draft the program, then we'll put more flesh on discussing the program as a way forward, because even now we are making an input, you're not sure whether we're supposed to conduct some public hearings or
we are just putting some ideas, more flesh in that one. So I propose that then we, our first meeting be the discussion of the program, then we will put some more information, some more flesh in that program.
Agreed with that last proposal. But let me just say this. I think the proposal by Honorable Singh that we have a presentation by the crafters of this document is a very valid one. In fact, first on our priority list will be that. And probably in the same meeting after that, we'll then adopt the program of action. I would probably have to do a little bit of consultation on the issue that you have raised about public participation, given the time constraints on our part. But also, if you recall, the presidency, when they presented this documentation, amongst others, this green paper, there are other processes that seek to solicit public views on this particular matter. So we'll see how we dovetail the two in terms of our work and also given the time constraints that we have. I think we should then agree, colleagues and comrades, to accept that we will then send a communique to you about the next meeting, which is going to be probably on the 6th of October. I'm committing with my whip on the other side where I chair, so that she must make sure that that day is left open for the work of the ad hoc committee on my side. Thank you, honorable members.
This is just an apology for being late. I must say I was out of the country last week and then got this very strange message yesterday about an ad hoc committee and did other things as usual. I thought it didn't apply to me. And then I, in haste, had to leave another meeting in Athlone to get here. So I'm glad that I didn't jeopardize your chance of being elected as chairperson. I congratulate you. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, that strange message doesn't say you're going to meet strange people.
Thank you.